Today is Monday the 13th of January, in the first week of ordinary time. Sings Surrender.
My trembling hands before I lose my nerve and change my mind. Tear to shreds my safety net and rip up every backup plan I make. If I could
today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him.
Immediately, we're told, they left their nets and followed him. What would make working men, fishermen, leave their jobs and family to follow Jesus, a carpenter from Nazareth? there must have been something that inspired these men to follow Jesus. Imagine what it might feel like to be so enthusiastic about someone that you would leave your job and family to do something completely different. Would you welcome such a new beginning in your life? As you hear the passage read again, imagine yourself as one of these fishermen. What does it feel like to have Jesus speak these words to you?
Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him.
How did you want to respond just then to the call of Jesus? How do you want to respond now? You might want to pray for a bit more of the simple enthusiasm these fishermen had. Or perhaps your desire is for something else. However you want to respond to Jesus, speak those words to him now. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.